This is KMFM's Breakfast Buffet
with Gary and Chelsea.
Welcome to another episode of the KMFM Breakfast Buffet podcast, and with a slightly different flavour this week because it's Gary and featuring Noomi for
Hello.
1 week only. Right, well, welcome to the podcast, and thank you for all the craziness that is going to fill this podcast from the last week of the show. So some of the things that we need to mention that are coming up for you, we've got pegs.
Yes, we were talking about games you invented.
Yeah.
We were talking about the peg game.
Yes.
And you'll never guess how many pegs Lucy managed to clip on her boyfriend.
Yeah.
Without him noticing.
Yeah, it's a fun way they have of passing time, but, you know, they're each to their own. We talked about Kent's lost and found.
Yeah, we were sharing your lost and found stories after a story on Kent Online of a guy who lost his wedding ring on a beach and then found it again.
Yes. Thanks to a detectorist, I think the phrase is.
Metal detectorist.
But the things that you lost were way weirder and way better. Other stuff we talked about, hula hooping, school jobs, and naked Alton Towers.
The naturists used to love a trip to the theme park, but those days are over.
Sad times. But they do have new arrangements, so it's not all bad news. In fact, it's all positive vibes for this, the brand new episode of the Breakfast Buffet podcast from KMFM Breakfast, featuring Gary and Noomi. It's entitled
Ice Cream Cones, Cats in the Fridge, and a New Countdown Clock.
Gary and Chelsea, KMFM Breakfast Buffet.
National Ice Cream Cone Day today. Seems a bit late. I feel like they've just missed out a little bit on the window of opportunity there.
Yeah, whoever organises this, I think they got excited over the summer.
Yeah.
And then, you know, they were filling in September.
Yeah.
And then they went, oh, damn, we forgot ice cream cone day.
When's the next day we can have...
Or maybe it was supposed to be ice cream day, but they were like 22nd September, way too late. We'll just make it ice cream cone day.
Oh, do you think it's just the cone we're supposed to have? Maybe that's what it is.
Yeah.
Just that joy. Isn't the ice cream cone just a disappointment after the joy of an ice cream?
I think it depends on the cone because...
Okay. You're going to say waffle cone. I knew you were going to say that.
I could eat that
on
my own, but like the wafer cone.
Yeah, what is wafer?
I mean, just give me something in cardboard, really, equivalently. It tastes the same.
What are you having on your ice cream cone? If we're all doing one now,
okay.
Imagine the van's pulled up. You can have an ice cream. What one are you having?
Well, I'm having a waffle cone.
You're having a waffle cone? Thank you very much. I know it's extra, but...
I'm having a waffle cone dipped in chocolate. You know those ones?
Oh,
fancy ones.
Okay,
And then I might just go for something simple, like a scoop of coffee ice cream.
Ice cream?
You know.
That's a good... Actually, we need that right now.
We do.
Does it have the kick of a cup of coffee?
Because
if so, let's make that a thing.
And then like a stick of chocolate covered fudge. That's what I'm going for.
Okay.
What about you?
It's quite chocolatey. I'd probably go traditional whippy, just with some strawberry sauce. Quite happy with that. But I know it's cone day, so we're going to have to have it in a cone, but ordinarily, just stick it in one of those little cups. I'm happier with that.
Yeah.
The cone just makes you thirsty, if anything else. Just ruins it.
Yeah.
It is like eating a pizza and then having the box that the pizza came in afterwards. What's the point?
This is KMFM's Breakfast Buffet with Gary and Chelsea.
World Elephant Appreciation Day today. Yay! Let's appreciate elephants. So any elephants that you'd like particularly to appreciate? Luce?
Yeah, I've got an elephant friend here. Little Elmer the elephant.
You've actually got an elephant friend.
Toy elephant.
This is incredible.
Yeah.
The multicoloured Elmer the elephant. They were
it's
doing
Elmer
like
the patchwork elephant. Yeah.
Yeah, they were like they had a parade of them around
they
Kent
had a,
recently.
Yeah, they had a kind of art trail that you could go and see all the different decorated Elmers in Maidstone a couple of years ago. So we've got a little Elmer.
Do we know the story of Elmer? How did they get
Elmer,
like that?
He didn't want to be different, so he painted himself grey to blend in with all the other elephants.
Oh, no.
But then no one recognised him, so
it's like,
then all the elephants said, we love you because you're different.
I love Elmer. Oh, well, welcome Elmer to the studio, everyone. People on KMTV now enjoying Elmer.
There he is.
Shout out to Nelly the elephant.
Oh!
Packed her trunk.
Yes.
Said goodbye to the circus.
And why? Off she went with a trumpety Trump.
Trump.
Wow. Why has President Trump never used that as his music?
Oh, he's missed a trick there, hasn't he?
Cat Flower Dew, which is a lovely name. Morning, Cat, has been in touch to say, also, I am with you, Nelly. Definitely the best of the elephants to appreciate. So you're in good company there.
Nikki Whelan says, Dumbo, classic.
Yeah, flying. I mean, what more could you want from an elephant, really, than flying? Hello to Kirsty. Says, my house is full of elephants. I don't think real ones. No. I'm thinking, like, you know, knick-knacks
and cuddly.
It's quite a
common thing to be, like, really... My aunt loves elephants as well.
She's an elephantophile.
That's a great word.
Yeah.
Elephantophile. I think it's great because it means that presents are really easy. Every time you see an elephant, just...
Yeah, elephant for auntie. My work colleagues know that I'm elephant mad. Got me a voucher for an experience day with elephants at Howlett.
Oh,
I can't wait. Oh, that is going to be wonderful.
Amazing.
Any other overlooked elephants, everyone? Because all elephants need appreciating today.
Yeah.
So, you know, let us know if there's one. Have you got another? You look like you might.
I was prepared. Yeah, I've got a long list.
Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, elephants to appreciate.
Honourable mention to the Huffalump. Some people say not an elephant from Winnie the Pooh, but, you know, adjacent.
Close enough.
Mr. Snuffleupagus.
Snuffleupagus.
From Sesame Street.
Kind of a mammoth, but elephant family, definitely.
Tantor from Tarzan.
Oh!
You know, the little red elephant from Tarzan.
Right, Tantor.
And then, do you remember, is it Baba? Babar?
Baba! Baba! Baba!
I've just realised that I've only ever read Baba's name.
Baba!
The best bits of Gary and Chelsea.
This is KMFM's Breakfast Buffet.
Let's start at the very beginning with the game you've invented. This is great.
Yeah, so me and my flatmate play this. It's called the You're Gorgeous game.
The You're Gorgeous game. I like it already.
And, you know, it's a way to, like, big each other up and stuff.
Yeah.
It just started with going, you're gorgeous, and then going, no, you're gorgeous.
Right.
No, you're gorgeous.
Okay.
And then we just took it to different extremes. So the idea is to tell the other person that they're gorgeous, but without them, like, knowing that you're going to do it.
Oh, surprise, you're gorgeous.
So we've got Google Homes in our house.
Right.
So, you know, like, you can broadcast to their room and go, you're gorgeous.
Oh, wow, I didn't think you could do that. I'm going to do that.
One time I came downstairs and you're gorgeous was written in coffee beans on the side.
Oh, coffee beans.
All the best part is to, like, bring it into conversation to go, oh, you'll never know.
Yeah.
What I read the other day.
Yeah, what was it?
There was this Lad Bible article.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, what did it say?
Said you're gorgeous.
Oh, got you again. Yeah. And is there like a tally of points or is it just an ongoing thing forever now?
I think if you wanted to play competitive, you're gorgeous, you would have to keep a tally. But we just, you know...
Just play for fun.
We just play it for fun. It's always a friendly match.
Yeah, it's a friendly. It's not an international.
No.
No points in the league for it. Look, that's a lovely game, right? Have you got a game?
Mike Felstead in Chatham.
Hi, Mike.
Used to play Army with his brother, where they would line up toy soldiers an equal amount each and roll marbles to knock them over. And last one standing won.
It's kind of a cross between playing armies, playing marbles, and temping bowling on a miniature form.
Yeah.
What a great game.
Developing those skills at
home. Yeah, you have really good skills.
Thomas in Maidstone, we had a game called Stingers where we would thwack each other as hard as we could with our hats against our friends' backs. Not sure how you were supposed to win the game.
They've passed out. Hooray! What kind of... With their hats?
Yeah.
What kind of hats, though?
Imagine maybe like a school hat.
Like a straw boater, from the olden days?
I bet that probably went...
Imagine someone pitches out, oh no, it's the top hat. We're going to get it today. We don't usually wear a top hat.
Mark, we've been through this before. No. Put the bike helmet down.
They do not count. What a game that is. One for all the family there. Go on then. Is there one more we got?
Katie Nutley has really piqued my interest.
Oh.
Because she's just said... The peg game.
What's the peg game?
Is it where you have to get pegs onto people's clothing without them noticing? So sort of when their back's turned, you can sort of sneakily put a peg on their T-shirt.
Like a clothes peg, one of those ones with the spring.
Yeah, clothes peg. And then they sort of, they don't know it's there, basically. So they're walking around with clothes pegs on them.
Yeah.
Maybe
pegs
several.
On you. Oh, the eyebrow went so, then. You look like someone who might have pegged several pegs on people.
Sometimes, you know.
Who?
I do it to my boyfriend sometimes. Just for
fun. Yes!
What's the most number of pegs you've put on?
I think I might have got up to five.
Five? Yeah. Where?
All the best bits in one place. This is Gary and Chelsea's Breakfast Buffet.
KMFM.
World Dream Day today, and they do say that actually talk about dreams is probably one of the most boring things you can do. But I'm just thinking about dreams, though, generally, like the bad dreams. Do you have bad radio dreams? Like, do you get dreams where everything's going wrong in the studio, like things won't work, there's no sound, the microphone doesn't work, you go off air? Do you have that?
I haven't had one about radio yet.
Oh,
but
okay.
I have had work stress dreams before, or like stress dreams at uni where you're like trying to do so. I think the thing that I always find is, because you can't like write in dreams and you can't read in dreams.
Can't you?
No, like
is that a rule?
That's like I think that is literally a thing. You can't like
you can't read or write in
dreams. Yeah, because your brain is just filling in the gaps and everything. So
what?
So
that's
if you're
incredible.
Yeah, so a lot of the time I'll have frustration dreams because my dream is like, you need to write this thing or something, and I'm like, but I can't write because I'm in a dream.
You can't read.
Have I just blown your mind?
You really have.
Gary and Chelsea, KMFM's Breakfast Buffet.
Jamie Duddle, shout out to you. He said, I can't say I've ever dreamed about writing, because we were also talking about how I can't write in dreams either, but I have read stuff in dreams like a sign, but not an essay or anything.
Ooh.
And to be honest, I think that just shows, Jamie, that you're probably having exciting dreams if you're not dreaming about reading an essay.
Absolutely, yeah. Here's one from Louise in Maidstone. All of the places and faces that you see in your dreams are ones you've seen before, because your brain can't imagine new places. I find that weird, because in your waking mind it can, but obviously not in dreams.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. Hello to Robin, the bus driver, who says, I've not experienced the writing dream. They say you can't taste food in dreams, but I've tasted a Savoy in one of my dreams. And the difference between Grand Marnier and Cointreau. Wow, what a sophisticated palate.
KMFM's Breakfast Buffet.
With Gary and Chelsea.
Lost and found. And you said, I've got a lost and found thing. What have you lost and found?
I remembered it. My sister once lost some birthday money. Couldn't find it anywhere. I remember the whole family was looking.
Oh, no.
We went through the bin and everything. It was like traumatic for everybody involved. Months later, we sat at the dinner table. Nat just puts her hands against the chair and it'd fallen out of her pocket and into the chair cushion.
Oh.
So she just pulls out.
Ta-da!
There it is. Didn't need to go through the trash and have the trauma or anything.
Well, you think that's traumatic? Check this out from Leisha in New Romney. I couldn't find my cat a little while after we got him. He's deaf.
Oh,
so
no.
I couldn't even call to him. I said to my little boy, where's the cat? Don't know. So I was searching the house for ages. I was starting to get worried in case he'd got outside. Anyway, I was making myself a drink, getting the milk out of the fridge, and there was the cat!
Oh my God.
I asked my son about it, and he said, oh yeah, he had got a bit hot and needed to cool down. Okay, kids.
Please don't put your cat in the fridge.
In the fridge. Okay, that is just something that happened. We're just reporting it. Please don't do it. Thank you.
Get them one of those cooling mats instead.
Yeah, cooling mat.
Shout out to Charlotte Barker. There's a theme here. I lost my car keys. Searched everywhere for them. They were in the fridge.
I reckon the cat took it. Blame it on the cat. He put them in there.
Gary and Chelsea, KMFM Breakfast Buffet.
This is KMFM's Breakfast Buffet.
Hobbies and pastimes you took up briefly. And you made the big mistake, Lucy Hickmott, of saying that during lockdown, to pass some time, you took up hula hooping.
I'm regretting telling you this.
Yeah, yeah. I would. I'm not going to lie.
Me and my sister bought these weighted hula hoops and thought we'd do some fitness classes.
Yeah. Well, I don't think this is a weighted one, but it has got the things inside, the beads, ooh, the sand, whatever that is. I don't know. I guess that just helps it go round and round.
Yeah.
But ladies and gentlemen, now to see if she's just full of hot air or actually has become some kind of hula hooping expert. Lucy, might I pass the hula hoop to you?
I'm nervous. I haven't hula hooped in 3 years.
3 years.
I'm a bit rusty.
Okay, she's a bit hula hoop rusty.
Hang on, let me take my headphones off.
Okay, headphones are going off. Ladies and gentlemen, it is something you may never have heard before, and maybe we'll find out that's with good reason. Okay. Hula hooping on the radio. Okay. Lucy Hickmott, go! Two, three, four.
Oh, no!
Four!
Hang on, I can do better.
Okay,
because it hasn't got the weight behind it.
I'm so sorry. One, two, three, four, five, six. It's round the knees. Seven! Seven round the knees. This is the last chance. This is your last chance. Okay. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, 11!
I blame the hula hoop.
Oh.
I think the hula hoop is not good quality.
A poor hula hooper blames her
hula hoop. Yes, we know that. And they said hula hooping on the radio would never work.
The best bits of Gary and Chelsea.
This is KMFM's Breakfast Buffet.
So, Strictly at the Weekend, it was the first dancing episode. Mm-hmm. Did you see it?
No, I didn't. So I'm really looking forward to this because I actually need to catch up.
Okay, this catches you up. It's a Strictly sonnet. Unless anyone can think of a better little name for this, I think I might do this every Monday if I can be bothered. Although, I'll be honest with you, it's been quite a faff. Anyway, if anyone can think of what we can call this feature. Angela Scanlon performed a passionate tango. Eddie quick-stepped. I said, look at that mango. Adam cha-cha to start things with a grin. Amanda waltzed with some beautiful spins. The Ellie Leach jibe was in a league of its own. Krishnan off the news. He's lost 2 stone. Nikita gave waltzing a very good try. Bobby Brazier made his dad cry. Zara McDermott, good, but a bit wooden. Leighton sambered like an absolute gooden. Nancy's neck bleeding caused a kerfuffle. Still, Les Dennis managed to shuffle. Jodie Cundy was on top of the world. Nigel Passode with his cape, it twirled. Annabelle lifted the Wimbledon Cup. Angela Rippon's leg went up and up and up. And up, and up, and up.
All the best bits in one place. This is Gary and Chelsea's Breakfast Buffet.
KMFM.
News from up north, Alton Towers.
Oh, yeah.
Right. It's been happening since 2006. It's a thing of tradition, but it's finished this year. It's not happening this year. British naturism usually have a clothes-free gathering at Alton Towers. Did you know about this?
Really?
Every year since 2006.
Really?
But new owners have said, no, can't have it. It's a family place. We can't take the risk. No more naturists. Thank you very much.
So they've been... What? Do they go on the rides?
I imagine so.
Oblivion with no clothes on. That's something else.
Is that the one that dangles you at the top?
That's not the only thing then.
This is great. They were going to be at the themes at the places, water park, splash landings. Oh. That's where they were going to be. But they said, no, it's not happening. But don't worry, everyone. Don't worry, because the naturists are instead going to Blackpool for a Strictly Come Dancing themed event. Oh. Isn't that nice? Imagine the glitter balls.
Gary and Chelsea. KMFM's Breakfast Buffet.
I want to know about you. Back in the day when you were at school, if you had any extra responsibilities, did you have like a job at school? That's what I'd love to know about today, because it's just talking to my kids got me thinking about it. So what job did you have at school? Above and beyond being like school kid, what did you have?
I had a really rogue one.
Oh, yeah?
Because we had some animals in our biology. This was in high school.
Right.
So we had like a couple of guinea pigs, geckos, a few corn snakes.
Oh, wow.
And then in year 10, Cleo the royal python arrived.
Royal python?
She's 5'5" in length.
Yeah.
And I was like, I would like to be the snake monitor, please.
What?
So I used to look after her at lunchtime. Like change of water over a cleaner tank and stuff. They didn't let me feed. Oh, maybe I fed her once.
Oh, I don't want to hear that story. I don't think at this time, not breakfast time.
Not
but I think we can imagine if we have to.
But yeah, So that was pretty
snake
cool.
Monitor.
Snake monitor.
Okay, well, I wasn't expecting to go so high so quickly, but that is fantastic. Can you beat or compete with snake monitor as a job you had at school? Let us know what you did.
C, shout out to C, putting the song lyrics on the overhead projector and moving them up as we sang. Now, that was an important job.
Oh.
So you had to get the timing right. Because otherwise people, you know, you'd have the slight rush, wouldn't you, where people
were
like,
yeah,
you whoa, gotta keep there's it going. The next line.
Oh, that's incredible.
Dave Reed,
hi, Dave.
I was briefly a librarian. I do feel like there's a story there.
Briefly. Oh, Dave. What did you do, Dave? You can tell us. We're all friends here.
And Donna Goldsmith from Ramsgate. I was the first aid monitor in primary school, and it set me up for my career of being a nurse today.
Oh, that is fantastic.
I love that.
Here is the gorgeous Lucy. Lucy, what
yeah,
were you
I
in charge
this.
Of?
We were the milkshake monitors at school. So me and my friend Lauren used to have to go and make the little
Lauren.
Milkshakes and give them out to people at lunchtime. So the best part of this was we got to go into the staff room.
Ooh.
Because that's where the fridge was. So we had to go and get the sort of the milk and the crusher bottles.
Yeah.
And make up the milkshake and then hand
did,
it out to
you
people.
Did, milk. Did you hand it out? Did you sell it?
I think it was one of those things parents had sort of prepaid for
their
kids. Oh,
okay, it was prepaid service.
Yeah. Looking back, a little bit elitist.
You invented Uber Eats, essentially. Wow, where's your slice of that action?
Because we've had a lot of people like messaging saying that they were milk monitors, like Danielle, Julia Lukin.
Good morning.
Kelly Payne, she used to put the straws in the little milk bottles.
Oh,
that
she was
her
straw
job.
Girl.
But I love that, Lucy, you've gone like a step above.
Yeah.
Like, it's not just the little milk. It's milkshakes.
Yeah, we had chocolate, we had strawberry.
Wow.
It was great.
Fantastic. And did you have a machine to mix it up, or did you use
We
a
used to just shake it in the bottle. So you
literally
put the crusher in the little milk carton and just give it a shake.
She's showing us how to shake it.
Literally, hand shaker. She's putting the shake into milkshake.
Yes.
KMFM's Breakfast Buffet.
With Gary and Chelsea.
Calvin Harris, Ellie Goulding and Miracle on KMFM Breakfast. Good morning.
Parallelophobia. Is a thing.
Okay.
People have got it.
Is that why you're scared of parallel parking?
It's exactly what it is.
Is
first
it?
Guess,
is
first
it?
Time.
I was just trying to crack a
we
joke.
We have a winner.
I thought maybe it would just be, you know, like a maths thing,
no,
but
it
no.
Is, it is exactly that. It's the fact that people who have parallelophobia will drive at least a mile further away from where they actually want to be to avoid having to parallel park. That's what parallelophobia is. I have moments with the parallel park. I'm usually okay, but if I'm with my wife, if I'm driving and she's in the passenger seat, I feel pressure's on.
Yes.
And she'll always say,
oh my
do you want me to do it for you?
Oh,
no, I do not. No,
do
I do not.
Do you want me to get out and help you?
Yeah, yeah. Oh, you're on the curb a bit there, aren't you? Oh, you're coming in a bit steep, aren't you? Oh, watch the front. Why don't you? Honestly, that is...
Why is it that, like, you can, you know, you're a pro when you're on your own.
Yeah.
And the moment someone else is in the car, you're like... Bah, 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 bah.
And if someone's waiting to pass you...
Oh.
Or if there's a parking space just a little bit further up that someone else wants...
Sometimes
and
I just
want to
wind down the window and be like, stop looking at me!
Or avert your eyes, avert your eyes. I can see you peeking.
Gary and Chelsea, KM, FM, Breakfast Buffet.
A new way to season your food.
This is incredible. I've had it with sprinkling, and I've had it with the twisty twist in of a grinder. Let's move forward.
And I say seasoning with emphasis on the C. A woman's gone viral on TikTok.
Seasoning?
Yeah, she's gone viral on TikTok.
Yeah.
On a boat, having
right.
a little picnic.
Right.
She's showing how she puts her bagel together. And she dips her bagel in the sea to make it a bit salty. I've seen people do this before with mango.
No.
Yeah, apparently, like, if you dip fruit in the sea, it's quite nice because it adds a bit of salt. But I do think a bagel may be a bit too far because then you've just got soggy bread.
Yeah. You have to be quite quick with it or dangle for a while? Do you put it on a bit of string?
Well, this...
How does it work?
This person, Ariel Mendy, she dips the bagel in,
yeah.
shakes off excess seawater,
yeah.
loads it with toppings,
yeah.
dips it back in.
Oh!
Oh, no, she dips the cheese in. and then adds
cheese
that
as well
to a soggy bagel, and then eats it. But I was thinking, you know, we're very close to seeing Kent.
Yeah, we've got a lot of beaches. We got more than anyone else.
So I think it is something that we could easily incorporate every day.
Okay.
And I just think maybe we try different foods and work out what's the best.
Dunked in the sea.
In the sea.
Okay. Well, if anyone's tried this, if you've got any like beachside restaurants around the county, if you want to start switching up, save you money on ordering salt in.
Yeah, it's true.
Say, would you like some salt on that? Excuse me a moment, sir. And they take your chips out. Just give them a quick wash.
This is KMFM's Breakfast Buffet with Gary and Chelsea.
Google has got lots of twos and fives in its logo today. And it is its 25th birthday.
Wow.
Google is 25.
Happy birthday, Google.
Wow, imagine a world when you couldn't Google stuff.
I know.
Just not knowing or the wondering until you could find a book or someone could tell you something.
I would get so... I'm one of those people where I just can't let it go.
No.
So Google's really helpful for me because I can just Google it.
Yeah.
It's fine. I'm satisfied. We move on.
Yeah.
Otherwise, I'd be like, no, what is that song?
Yeah, exactly.
What movie was that person in?
What was the last thing you did Google?
So it was for my Halloween costume.
Oh.
We're having a Halloween party.
Oh, right. Yeah, sorry. I obviously haven't got my invite.
It's in the post.
Okay, that's fine, yeah.
Theme is villains.
Yeah.
So I'm going to go as She-Go from Kim Possible.
Okay, I've no idea about
she's
any of the lights you just said.
She's got like a green and black outfit.
Right.
She's a bit evil.
Oh.
She's got kind of angry eyebrows.
Wow, and that was the last thing you Googled?
And that's the last thing
so
that I Googled.
So have you managed to track one down with the
I
power
have,
of Google?
I have, through the power of the other big website.
Oh, okay.
Thanks, Jeff.
Antonio's just been in touch. He's in Chatham. Says, I had just Googled, is Google 25 years old today? Don't trust us then, Antonio. Yes, it is. What have you just Googled? That's what we're wondering. Mine is a celebrity body part.
Oh!
It's not. It's perfectly innocent. I've just realised it sounded quite dodge. But I Googled Angela Rippon's leg. Because I wanted an image to use on my socials of her incredible performance from Strictly on Saturday Night.
Just kept going up.
But it really did. I think it may still be going.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's still ticking around like the countdown clock.
The best bits of Gary and Chelsea.
This is KMFM's Breakfast Buffet.
Thanks for listening to the KMFM Breakfast Buffet podcast.
See more on Insta, Facebook, Twitter and TikTok at KMFM Official.
Listen weekdays 6 till 10 on the radio, app and smart speaker. Say, play KMFM.
Hit the follow button to get the latest episodes when they drop.
And find more podcasts at im-listening.co.uk.
Ba-da, 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 boo!